Hello, my evening. My name is Aaron. How can I help you?
Hi, Aaron. It's James. How are you, Paul?
I'm good, James. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. I've got Mr. Gilroy on the line, Lee Clark Gilroy. You've been trying to get a hold of him.
Oh, sorry, just 1 second.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, perfect. Send them over.
All right. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Cheers, thank you. Hello, I'm speaking with Mr. Gilroy.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, James. My name is Aaron. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. How are you?
Thank you.
That's good. Just to let you know, Mr. Gilroy, these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Is that okay?
Yes,
perfect. Okay, Mr. Gilroy, so what this phone call is going to involve is a quick 10-15 minute chat with myself. Basically, what my job here is to do is gather as much evidence as I can about how you are as a person, what care has, you know, has affected you like, and also to this day, if that makes sense. Obviously, I know that you've given a statement to my team a couple of weeks back. I'm not here to dive back into that with you. All I want to know is how it affects you, that's all, because what I'm going to be doing is representing you in this case, so I need to paint like the best and biggest picture I can about yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Alright, perfect, sir. So can I just start off just by wondering if you have any mental health diagnoses, sir?
I'm on therapy.
Okay. And what is that for to manage? Depression, anxiety, or PTSD?
All of it. No, it's not PTSD. It's just to be fair, I think you can be sort of that, because it's a lot. It's triggered from communication stuff.
Yeah.
I started doing depression at a very young age. So the school that I was working with, like I was on the street from the age of 13. Very dementia. I was actually told by members of staff that I was nothing. I was worthless. I was doing all a favour, and obviously they stuck with me. I'm now what 30 years on, and
yeah,
suffer from the same thoughts.
Okay, and would you say that you suffer with anxiety amongst all that as well?
Yes. I think people are very anxious. And even talking to you, I'm sure you're aware that someone on the phone is not something that I like doing.
Yeah, no, I do understand that, sir.
I do it, but it's not something that I like. And obviously, I'm aware that you're watching and all these missed calls that I'm...
Yeah, I get what you're saying. As much as you want to, you know, kind of be on the phone and respond, you can't bring yourself to physically do it, can you?
Yeah.
No, I fully understand that, Mr. Gilroy, and you know, myself, you know, I can fully admit, you know, I've gone through depression and anxiety myself. It's not the nicest, you know. I know. I'm not saying, you know, my type was the same as yours, but, you know, we all deal with it very differently, so you're more than welcome to, you know, be with yourself and your own emotion in this time, and, you know, feel how you want to feel. Also, I want you to understand, Mr. Gilroy, is that I'm here to help you along this journey, and, you know, make sure that we can get the best that we can for you. But, you know, not only that, you know, I'm here to guide you down the process and, you know, make you feel welcome and see yourself as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, and send me one of your colleagues, James, and his name, a top gentleman.
Yeah, James has just been speaking to you.
He's been with me from the very start, and I did say to him from the very start, he didn't change, like, people calling him. He just spoke to James. And that is exactly what he's done, so...
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. That's it's very nice of him to have done that, and obviously, but by all means, as you know, it's entitled to you, Lee. Obviously, I'll be with you here now until the end of this process, which is going to be, you know, around about a 12-month process. I'm here going to be dealing with your case. James is kind of part of my other team where, you know, he gets people on board and gets to know about their stories and stuff, whereas with myself, I understand the stories and what you've gone through, by reading what you've gone through, but also fighting for what you've been through. Does that make sense?
Definitely. My corner.
Yeah, so as well as James, you know, myself, I'm here for you as well, so I don't want you to ever feel like you are alone in this situation. There's always, especially someone here at MMA Tips, could always listen to you. Okay, so what I'd like to also understand, Mr. Gilroy, is do you depend on any alcohol or drugs to get you through your emotions at the minute?
Yes, I do. It's cocaine.
Say that again, sorry, Mr. Gilroy. Okay, so sorry. Do you drink any alcohol? Hello. 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 Yes, sir. Sorry, the line's a little bit being a little bit cut out there. Hello. Yeah, I can hear you a bit now, sir. Yeah.
Hey, okay, please.
There you go. So yeah, sorry. Did you say that you drink any alcohol at the minute?
No.
Okay. And did you take or smoke any recreational drugs at the minute, sir?
Cocaine, I think.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. And how often do you take cocaine? Is it a regular daily basis? Hello, sorry, Lee. Are you there?
Good business, yeah.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, and one question that I don't really like asking anybody in general is, you know, have you ever tried to self-harm or take it on life, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, and has that been as of recent or anything?
I've not done it for about 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was younger, like I've slashed my wrists, I've slashed myself on my wrists and hands.
Okay. I am also sorry that it, you know, in that moment you thought that was the only option. I'm obviously glad to, you know, be able to be speaking with you today, sir. So I just want you to also know that, okay?
Thank you.
That's not a problem, sir. It's my pleasure. Okay, and when obviously attempting to take your own life and whatnot, Mr. Gilroy, was you admitted to any sort of hospital for doing so?
Prison.
You was in prison, was you? Hello, sir, are you there?
Yeah, I was in prison.
Ah, yeah, okay. And how long were you in prison for, sir?
I was in a week on my teenage years up until I was about 27.
Okay, so was it around about 10 years then?
In and out, constant, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And are you currently registered with a GP at all, Mr. Gilroy? Hello, sir. Are you there, sorry?
Medical practice.
Sorry, I just got medical practice at the start, at the end of that. Can I just grab the start, sorry?
Fugit.
S-O-U-T-H. Yeah, so South. Sorry, sir, the line does just keep cutting on us again there.
It's just one. It's Southfield.
Southfield Medical Practice.
That's the one.
Ah, perfect. Thank you for your patience with this. I know the line isn't the best, but we are nearly done, so I do appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, I'm just going to grab up the information about this medical practice here. Okay, so I've got that medical practice being in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. And how long have you been registered at this medical practice, sir?
You mean about 3 years. Yeah, about 3 years. Maybe 4.
Okay, 3 years. Okay, do you remember where you was registered previously to that?
What medical practice?
What one was that, sorry?
Hold on. More.
Could you spell that one for me?
A-I-G, Craig.
A-I-L-L-E-R.
More.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. Okay, I must have got that spelling wrong. That's my apologies. So could you just say that again for me, please, sir?
As in, Green K. What? R-A-I-G-I-A-L-A-R.
Okay.
Edinburgh.
All right, perfect. Yeah, I've got their details as well. That's perfect. Thank you very much. And going to your care sentence here, I've got down here as Morden Young People Centre.
That's correct, sir.
Okay. Bear with me. I'll grab their details just to confirm what council they were under. It's Edinburgh Council, yeah. 15 Morden Park Court.
Come on.
Yeah, perfect, yeah. And that's only so when, obviously, when I do write to your GP and your social services as well, when I get their records back as a whole, would you like me to share them with you, Mr. Gilroy?
Could do, yes, please.
Okay, not a problem. When you was at Morden Young People Centre, how long was you there for, sir?
About 4 years.
Okay.
3-4 years.
Not a problem. Okay, sir. So yeah, so as mentioned previously, it is going to be roughly around about, you know, a 12-month process for this to come to a conclusion. I do say, you know, roughly between 6 to 12 months, and that's just to give us a little bit of ballpark, so we, you know, we can gather all your records back, put the case forward to the Scottish Redress Panel, and what they'll do is it's an independent panel that, you know, they go over your case. You don't have to attend anywhere or anything like that. It's all done behind closed doors. And obviously, once I receive the results of that, I'll, you know, obviously share that with you instantly. So, obviously, yeah, just before I do come to the conclusion of this phone call, I just do want to remind you of, obviously, your funds and options with the Scottish Redress application. So you always do have 3 options. before we go ahead and start your case. And then three options are, obviously, you can do this application yourself without the solicitor or the other law firm. So that's you gathering your own evidence and putting the case forward. Or, you know, there is also law firms and solicitors out there that work within the Scottish Government scheme, where they're paid...
Use both.
You want to use those, yeah?
Yeah, good.
All right, perfect. Yeah, so obviously, all that is obviously within the documents that you've signed and sent back to us. We take a small fee of 16% of legal fees at the end. So that's 16% plus VAT, which is 19.2%, and that's capped at that. It will never go any higher. All that is obviously that's only under a no-win, no-fee case. So obviously if for whatever reason the result doesn't go our way, we'll never come chasing you for any financial fees or anything like that. We're covered ourselves. So we'll never put you under that financial stress, okay?
Could you send me that is the case?
What was that study there?
That is what the
key says. Yeah, so the documents that we would have sent to you via email that you've signed and sent back to us, that's within them documents. It's under the client care letter and private confidential fee agreement. Okay, I'll have our reference at the top straight away. And then it'll say within that document what our fees are. Does that work for you?
No, I've seen that. I just wanted to make sure.
So it's section 5.4 of that document. Just so you are aware if you do want to go back. So everything is all done my end. What I'd like for you to do is save this number if you haven't already. As I said, my name is Aaron, and if you do have any other questions in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give me a call, but I will be in touch with you every 4 to 5 weeks, just touching base and giving you an update on your case and how we're travelling and whatnot.
Thank you very much, pal.
Not a problem, Mr. Goldberg. Thank you very much for your time today. I really do appreciate that.
See my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Cheers. Bye now.